talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Ellie Goulding with Your Song, and I heard that song this past weekend at my 11-year-old daughter's hip-hop dance showcase with Peace, Love, and Hip Hop on Daniel Island, and thought it was a great version, and it kind of coincides with the new Elton John movie that opened up yesterday. So you definitely want to check that out. And we also heard, of course, the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 23rd through the 25th, at the both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be hearing from Bo Hutchison with Acrofin Coatings Southeast, and he's got a great product. If you've got a worn out deck or maybe a dock, and you're thinking about having to replace all those deck boards, he can breathe new life into your dock or your old deck boards. And we'll be hearing from him. Also, Tim Worley with Carolina Flooring Specialists. He can create a showroom quality floor in your garage. Also, interior designer Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors, Catherine Ray and Darren Britt with Sunray Flooring. And finally, we'll hear from Sarah Moloff with Moloff's Plumbing Supply. Well, I did want to mention the Charleston Fall Home Show. It'll be here before we know it. And if you are the owner of a high-end home-related company that might be interested in our show, give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Just do a search on the internet, Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Bo Hutchison with Acrofin Coatings Southeast. How you doing, Bo?
Good, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Bo, take a moment and tell everyone about Acrofin Coatings Southeast.
Acrofin Coatings Southeast is a coating contractor, and we provide a service using Acrofin Coatings to it's applied to older wood and concrete surfaces to make them safer to walk on. We're locking the splinters down, filling the cracks, and extending the life of the wood, and providing a safer surface to walk on.
So somebody who's got a deck or a dock, maybe a wood patio, a screen porch, a regular porch, and the wood is looking really, really bad, and you know, you and your spouse are talking about replacing the wood planks, there is another option. Tell our listeners what Acrofin Coatings Southeast can help with.
Yeah, so using Acrofin Coatings is a good option. We usually maintain about being a third of the cost of the price of replacing. And, you know, it's a good temporary option, you know, help folks save some money and, you know, add a little life to their wooden surfaces.
You say temporary. How long will it extend the life of your beat up deck boards?
We give a 10-year warranty.
Oh, so that's not temporary.
Yeah, I mean it's a good warranty, you know, and that's why we apply it and we make the product, and you know it's very specialized.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what is can without giving away any trade secrets, what is you know, what's so special or unique about Acrofin, the coating itself?
Yeah, a lot of the coatings that you can buy on the shelf at Lowe's, Home Depot, or any of the other places, you know, they give warranties and whatnot, but what kind of sets our product apart is we use a primer, and that is the bonding agent to the hardeners in the coating itself. So it's about a four-step process rather than just opening up a can and you know, rolling something on. We take time, we clean the surface, prepare it correctly, and make sure that we apply the coating in the right weather. And, you know, take the extra steps to make sure that we can provide you with a good product and give that type of a warranty.
You know, what if somebody's got a really beat up wooden deck or dock, and it's got the boards have cracked. You've got, you know, there's like gouges, you know, valleys in the wood, the boards themselves. Is that too much for Acrofin Coating Southeast?
Yeah, it depends. We're not carpenters, but if we see pieces of wood that you know, we don't feel comfortable coating over, we'll, you know, make sure they're replaced prior. Rot is a huge issue. That's why we always make sure we get it cleaned and pressure washed and inspected before we apply the coating. But for the most part, as long as it's minor splintering and cracking, the coating will fill everything in. Mm-hmm. And you know, make it look a lot better than it was.
What colors does the Acrofin coating come in?
Any color. Acrofin is an additive to a deck stain. So we'll take a deck stain to tint the product. That is what allows us to do any color. And we just mix it up and, you know, so we can match whatever. You know, I always try to tell people to go with the same color that they already have if they have a deck stain, a previous stain. But we can certainly, you know, go back over it with any color of their choosing.
Are there certain colors that that maybe don't fade as much over time, or?
Yeah, the darker colors, you know, you will notice some fading over time. But the most important thing I tell people is the lighter the color, the less hot it will get. So docks, we like to do a lot of sand, you know, tan, grays, those type of things. Obviously, if people have pets, we, you know, kind of encourage them to go with darker colors to the dirt and, you know, whatever mess that might bring.
And some of the lighter colors, they're cooler underfoot.
Absolutely.
People might be barefoot running around and stuff
docks,
like that.
Docks, you know, being in the sun all the time, or, you know, we always encourage lighter colors for that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And how long will, you know, somebody's thinking about replacing those, the deck boards, you know, how long will they can Acrofin Coating Southeast extend the life of those boards?
Well, that falls under our warranty. So we'll give, you know, a solid 10-year warranty on that. And, you know, that warranty being that you, when we put that down, you're not going to have to worry about that wood for at least 10 years.
Hmm. Nice. Nice. That, and it's, you mentioned before, it's about a third of the price of replacing.
Correct.
Lumber prices have definitely gone, increased the last
few years.
So is
the labor cost, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
what other, besides some, because wood is used on all sorts of, this is an exterior product, correct?
Correct.
So what other areas around the home have you seen people use Acrofin Coating Southeast for?
We also apply Acrofin to some concrete surfaces. We like to do a lot of pool decks, you know, that have a brushed finish or a stamped finish. The product needs something to adhere to. Mm-hmm. So slick concrete surfaces, we don't, you know, we normally stay away from that. But a lot of patios, sidewalks, but, you know, pool decks are a big thing for us.
Mm-hmm. What do your customers usually say at the end of the process?
I think they notice that we, you know, kind of go above and beyond. Like I mentioned before, with our process, we're not just opening up a can and just slapping something down. You know, we make sure the weather's right, and we apply the primer, allow it to fully dry, and then follow it up with however many coats of the coating until we've filled in the cracks and the splinters, or you know, make the surface how we need it to be able to provide you with that warranty.
Do you ever have any customers who, you know, they're getting ahead of the game? They're not waiting until their, you know, their deck boards look terrible. They're asking Acrofin Coating Southeast to put it over like newly installed wood.
Yeah, we get that question a lot, and normally with the way treated lumber is treated nowadays, the sun can start doing a number on that wood and, you know, less than a year. But I always encourage people to at least wait a year after having, you know, the deck or dock built, to, you know, wait a year and let the wood age.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes more porous of a surface, and the coating will do better. You know, it'll grab, be better to soak in. So
what parts of town will can people call you from Acrofin Coating Southeast?
Well, we cover the whole state of South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So we can, you know, we're all over Charleston. We do a ton of work all over town. Real big in Columbia and in the upstate as well.
That's nice. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Acrofin Coating Southeast?
Yeah, you can look us up on the website. It's acrofin.com, and we'll be under the dealers tab there. We also have a Facebook. It's Acrofin Coating Southeast.
All right. And how about your phone number?
The phone number is 803-493-8539.
And you also have a fishing charter business as well.
Yep, I do. Yeah, local here in Charleston.
Would you like to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. So I've been fishing here for going on, I guess, 10 years now. And we leave out of Shem Creek. I just started the charter business going on 2 years ago. So this, you know, been a good thing when the weather's not right to coat. You know, love to take people fishing and get out on the water. But, you know, there's not much better place to be doing it other than Charleston.
Absolutely.
So what, doing it.
What's biting in the springtime?
Just about everything starts to pick up in the spring, you know, as the weather warms up. We get a lot of the big redfish are moving back inshore, the sheep's head, sea trout, flounder. So the fishing's it's been pretty good lately.
How about in the summer?
It gets even better. You know, I like later in the summer and into fall, as, you know, the longer I've learned to fish, the only thing that happens is the fish just change locations, and you just need to know where to go to find them. So Charleston's a great fishery, and
is winter a good time to?
Oh, yeah, love winter. We go out to the nearshore reefs, and the redfish school up inshore, so they're easy to find.
Good deal. And can they reach your fishing charter business at the same phone number?
Yep, same phone number.
What's that again?
Yes, 803-493-8539.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Bo Hutchison with Acrofin Coating Southeast. Thanks so much, Bo.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Tim Worley with Carolina Flooring Specialists. How are you doing, Tim?
Hey, Tim. Good. I'm doing well. I hope you are. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you and your audience today.
You bet. Tim, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Flooring Specialists.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. We are Carolina Flooring Specialist, the garage floor company since 1999. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, Tim, and very proud of that fact. And what we do is actually just one thing, one service that we provide, and that's turning people's garage floors, whether it's brand new construction or whether it's 20 years old or something in between, but turning their garage floors into 5-star commercial grade showroom floors. And these floors are totally automotive stain free, slip resistant, extremely easy to maintain as well. And then they come with a lifetime warranty as well.
Very good. You know, when it comes to the garage, not everybody has a perfectly organized garage. That's the place where, you know, clutter ends up, debris and so forth. And my biggest challenge would be if I were to hire a Carolina flooring specialist, the garage floor experts, is you know, all that work it's going to take to have to clean out the garage and get it organized before I even make a phone call to you folks.
No, absolutely. And Tim, that's exactly, for 20 years now, we take that out of the equation for the homeowner, because we're 100% turnkey. And before we even start work on the floor, we come in on the first day, we move everything out, we wrap it, we tarp it up, we hook it up to power if need be, as in, you know, refrigerators, freezers. We do all of that. And then the real work begins, and that's the prep of the floor. That is the first key to long-term success in what we do. And again, doesn't matter whether it's new construction or 20 years old, the prep is always fully mechanical through dust-free diamond grinding. And then any cracks or divots, which are normal, those are very typical, we'll patch those up as well. As a matter of fact, on day one, about 85% of our time is prep, and then we're ready to mix the base coat of the new floor. This is where I like to tell people, yes, we are in the epoxy business. But what most people don't know, Tim, and quite frankly shouldn't know, and then a lot of times it gets confusing out there and in the public. Yes, we're in the epoxy business, but what's really important is what type of epoxy is it? Because you see, epoxy is just a category. It's all about what type. What we don't use is the water-based or solvent-based epoxies, Tim. That's available at your big box store. That's available at your paint store. That's the do-it-yourself epoxy. But that's not what we use. We only use 100% solids, two-part industrial resin-based epoxy. I won't get into the chemistry of it all, but please call me and I'll explain to anybody that wants to know. But that's a huge difference. For example, for a two-car garage, just for a two-car to three-car garage, say, once we finish mixing the resin-based epoxy, we'll actually have less than 20 minutes to work with it, Tim. Mm. So it's a pretty quick process.
Right, right. You mentioned the do-it-yourself ways of maybe putting down that epoxy on your own garage floor. Has Carolina Flooring Specialists ever had to come in and kind of rescue a project where someone tried to do it themselves?
Well, no, that's a great question. We average about 650 homes a year. 250 of those homes are brand new construction. So that leaves another 400 homes where the homeowners are already in. They're already living in the home for, you know, various periods of time. And then, yes, about 100 of those a year actually have home kits on them. Mm-hmm. That either that homeowner had done or a friend had done or Uncle Johnny maybe had done. And they've been down for various lengths of time. But again, at the end, it doesn't change our end result, because we're going to diamond grind, you know, that entire area. And what home kits are known to do, and people ask me, and I tell them, I said, listen, if you only have two options in the whole world, and that's leave your concrete bare or do a do-it-yourself home kit, the fact of the matter is, Tim, you're better off just leaving it bear, mm-hmm. because that product, and I can't tell you if it will be 1 week, 1 month, a year, or 5 years, but it will peel up. And the reason is there's really no prep to that. There's no diamond grinding. They give you a little acid wash kit, which isn't a true prep in the concrete industry. But then it's water-based or solvent-based. That same two-car garage that I was telling you about, that will have 18 to 20 minutes to work with a resin-based epoxy. On a home kit, you get 3 hours mm-hmm. to work with it. Wow. I mean, that's a big difference of time. And that's because it's, you know, solvent or water-based to give the homeowner time to work with it. But mm-hmm. the problem is, 24 hours later, over 40% of what you put down the day before is gone. It's evaporated off. Mm-hmm. You know, but on a two or three car garage with us, you know, you would see four individuals there, three of our crew and one of our owners, because even to this day, 20 years in, one of our owners is on every job site with our crew. And I can't say enough good things about our crew. I mean, our crew is our crew, by the way. But they do a great job, and they work extremely, extremely hard, you know, on behalf of that homeowner, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Paint a picture for our listeners of what the garage floors will look like when they're finished.
Absolutely. And I always send people, direct them to our website, of course, so you can see actual pictures. And, of course, that's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. And mm-hmm. specialist is plural, has an S on the end there. But CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. And they'll see on our color selections area, you'll see 9 different custom designs to choose from. You'll see a lot of before and after pictures, but it just transitions a garage floor that's typically, you know, bare concrete. It's kind of got a cold feel to it. You can't keep bare concrete clean. It's mm-hmm. just not possible. A lot of people deal with a lot of concrete dust, of which we eliminate. So you take a place. You take a room that for a lot of people, Tim, they see their garage floor a lot more often than they even see certain rooms in their house.
True.
You know, you might see your garage floor 8, 9, 10 times a day in and out. So, but it's a place that looks extremely clean, extremely professional, something that a homeowner, you know, will take a lot of pride in. And most homeowners, you know, when they come back and see us, or we run into them, you know, at the Charleston Home and Design Home Shows, you know, every January and every August, a lot of folks tell us they knew that they were going to love their floor and they knew that they would enjoy it. But most people say they actually end up enjoying it more than they could have even expected before, you know, before the process. So, and I would agree with that. It's a very visual thing for sure, but something that people truly, you know, truly enjoy. And most people, you know, most people are pleasantly surprised by the cost of something like this too, Tim. You know, on average, and this is just average, we charge by the square foot. It's always an all-inclusive rate. But on average, a two-car garage is typically around $1,900 or so for a two-car garage.
Well, that's great.
And as you know, we always come out at no cost, no obligation, bring the colors even out on site to the homeowner's residence there. And all anybody ever needs to do to set that up is to give me a call at 843-725-8502. Again, 843-725-8502.
All right. And the website one more time?
Yep. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com.
All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tim Worley with Carolina Flooring Specialists. Thanks so much, Tim.
Hey, thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with interior designer Amandra Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors. How you doing, Amandra?
Good.
I'm doing great. Thanks. Tell everybody about Indigo Alley Interiors.
Indigo Alley Interiors, we do pretty much everything. It's a turnkey interior design service. Do anything from renovations to window treatments to reupholstering, or helping you get somebody to reupholster, or pretty much anything.
You know, when it comes to a remodel project, small or large, and of course building a house, you know, the biggest thing that you want to avoid is making mistakes, and you know, and also having a plan, because sometimes you can you know, be talking maybe with your spouse, okay, this is what we're gonna do, this is what we're gonna do, and then all of a sudden Saturday morning hits and you're getting ready and you're like, well, what do we do first, and how, you know, where are we gonna purchase the materials, and oh my gosh, I hope we don't buy the wrong thing, because all of a sudden it's going to be difficult to take back, and maybe we've already installed it, and you do all this work and put all this time into it, and then the outcome is not what you had hoped for.
We help with all of that. We can do the plans. We do drawings, so we'll take all the measurement. If it's an existing, we'll take all the measurements, put it into CAD, and then we can do a floor plan. So say if you want to knock out a wall, and we can do a floor plan with a furniture layout, so everything on that side's correct. And then we can also do tile drawings. That helps you see what the tile is going to look like before you select it. So you can see kind of like an overall view of what everything looks like before even you get the contractor to install it. And the contractor will use those plans to install everything, so then it helps on mistakes, because everything's labeled correctly, and we make a binder for you, the contractor, and ourselves, so everyone is on the same page, so we don't have any mistakes down the road.
Yeah, that is so valuable. And then, you know, the other thing is like making all of the selections, and when you work with an interior designer, and I hate to say it, but most people probably have not worked with an interior designer in the past. Maybe they just, they're worried about the cost, and maybe that's, you know, a place they could save some money by not using an interior designer. But if you've made the commitment to do a remodel, big or small, or you're building a house, you to ensure the outcome is going to be what you're hoping for, it's almost like, you know, buying an insurance policy, because you work with an interior designer and they're going to be your sounding board. They're going to tell you, yes, that's a good idea, or no, it's not going to work. Right.
And we also take a lot of the stress and headache off of the homeowners, because they, you know, homeowners, that's a really big project. They're spending a lot of money. It's their investment. So we help them ensure that everything's going to turn out the exact way that they want it, and help them create their dream house and help with the mistakes. So there's always going to be something like that. There's always something, but we help minimize that.
Right. What are some, can you think of any projects in the past where you've been able to step in to avoid a costly mistake for someone? Maybe it's where the contractor has positioned where the doorway is going to go, or maybe where the windows are going to go, and you realize that, hey, this is not going to be enough room for this or that.
One recently is actually their lighting plan. They had the switches messed up. So I drew up a lighting plan for them, and all of the switches, they were in the wrong spot. And then sometimes I like to reverse the way that your outlets go so you can hang your mirrors in the bathroom correctly. Mm-hmm. So that's one. And then for some reason, people always love to hang the installers love to hang the mirrors on the backsplash of the in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and it looks funny. So mm-hmm. you always catch them doing that, so they don't have to come back.
Right, right.
Move it up 4 inches.
You know, I've always heard interior designers say that they by hiring an interior designer, you're going to ultimately save money by avoiding costly mistakes.
Yes. And then I helped somebody with their tile. The installer was going to install the tile incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
So you catch that before they do install the tile.
Right. You know, and picture the average homeowner. They're working all week long. They've got kids, they've got obligations in their life that it's very, very challenging to be able to devote that amount. All they're doing maybe at night and before they go to bed is looking at pretty pictures on the internet and so forth.
Yeah.
And dreaming about their project. But when it comes to actually implementing the plan,
it's a challenge.
Yeah. And
for sure.
And why wouldn't you? It's kind of like there's no question in people's mind when they want to get their hair styled or their hair cut, they go to a professional, and they don't, you can kind of tell if somebody decides to cut their own hair, but you know, usually it's little kids or something like that.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go and get your hair cut or styled. You wouldn't do that by yourself. You go to a professional to do that. Why wouldn't you ask for some assistance? And some people think, well, I'll get that assistance from the contractor. But the contractor has a whole different set of priorities
and skills
and you know, for them, time is money. The quicker they can finish this project, the quicker they can move on to the next one. And so they're maybe going to be taking some shortcuts or offering advice that maybe isn't the best advice, but it's the best advice for him because it's going to just speed the project along.
We work well with the contractors and architects mm-hmm. to make sure the project runs as smoothly as possible so there are no mistakes and, you know, everyone is happy in the end. That's pretty much our goal.
Without pinning you down, what is the general fee structure for an interior designer? Do they charge by the job or by the hour, or can you buy like a certain number of hours?
We do both. We can do a percentage of the job depending on, like, what the job is. So if you're doing a construction job and you want us to, like, project manage it and design everything, we typically charge a percentage. And then for everything else, we charge hourly.
Mm-hmm.
That's $150. And then we charge for the floor plans as well, mm-hmm. separately.
And Amanda, you and your partner with Indigo Alley Interiors, you both have volunteered to provide free design consultations for homeowners at our home shows in the past. And those are only 20 minutes in length. And boy, you can get a lot accomplished in just 20 minutes talking to a homeowner about their project. The homeowner can really accomplish a lot just in a short period of time working with an interior designer.
Colors, space planning. We usually don't pick out furnishings in the consultations, but mm-hmm. definitely colors and space planning.
Right, right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Indigo Alley Interiors?
You can go to our website at indigoalleyinteriors.com or call us at 843-779-6249.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors, and look for Indigo Alley Interiors' work in the summer issue be coming out at the end of June in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, because you and your partner were part of the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League show house, right? So we're going to be featuring what room did you folks?
We did the piazza, the first floor piazza.
Oh, nice. So yeah, you did some outdoor living space.
We did.
Excellent.
It was fun.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we've been talking with Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.
Now we're talking with Catherine Ray and Darren Britt with Sunray Flooring. How are you folks doing?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Yep. Thank you.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everyone about Sunray Flooring.
Sunray Flooring is a local company here in the Lowcountry. It's owned by Justin Ray and myself, but we are local business owners in this community. And Justin, as well as Darren here, have been in the Lowcountry market doing floors for really 30 plus years. We really like to do hardwood flooring, tile, commercial carpeting, but I think also we would like to let our Lowcountry know that we do sand and finish, buff and coats, and I think you'd be very surprised too about some of the backsplashes and the beautiful tile in the bathrooms and showers that Sunray does. Mm-hmm. So we can install most any of these needs.
Okay, very good. Now, when it comes to flooring, folks can come to Sunray Flooring and purchase the flooring from you folks, and then you folks will also install, but then you also can purchase the flooring on your own and then have Sunray Flooring do the installation. Is that right?
Okay, we don't have much of a showroom to say, but we do have accounts with all the major players. What we prefer is we're a member of a private club here in Charleston, and we can send our customers to that location and they can pick out their flooring, or they can go to one of the big boxes and choose their flooring there and we can install it for them. We do supply raw hardwood and tile and different products as well, but you're more than welcome to go and shop on your own. Let us know where you're going to purchase it. We'll pick it up and install it for you.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's different from a lot of flooring companies around. What about people who might want to maybe try to buy flooring online and then have it delivered to their home or to the job site?
That's fine with us. Just be leery because you are buying it online. We recommend going to local stores here in Charleston, supporting the local business, but we install floors bought online all the time. Usually there's not a problem, so that's fine with us.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of people are looking to kind of stretch their budgets a little bit, and that might be, and they're very comfortable buying on things online these days, and so that might be something that they're thinking, you know, I can save on the sales tax and what have you. But what is it about the installation of the flooring that really sets Sunray Flooring apart?
We follow all manufacturing recommendations for installation. We don't cut corners. We like to do it right the first time. So with Sunray Flooring, we're not going to be the cheapest in the market, but we are very competitive. And like I said, we like to do it one time using the recommended products, high grade. And we stand behind our work.
We also have full warranty systems, mm-hmm. which we definitely want to make sure we do the job to completion with.
And you know, these days we I guess the term that a lot of people use are trunk slammers. They're you know, kind of the workers that kind of they do their work sort of below the radar. They're not a legitimate business, and some people might get kind of sucked in by, oh, I can have these guys know how to install, I'll just have them do it. But Sunray Flooring, you folks belong to a couple of associations which require a lot of training for your installers. So there is a difference between the companies that are going to install that flooring, right?
Correct. We are members of we're certified by the National Wood Flooring Association of America, and we're certified by the Tile Council of America. We take great pride in that. And yes, we've flown out to St. Louis and took all the tests, and we've been in lots of different cities around the U.S. Where these manufacturers put on these shows, and we go and we get certified, stand there 3 and 4 days at a time, And we've been certified by Bona and Loba and all the different major players in the industry. And we take great pride in that. And yes, there are a lot of people who can do the work for a lot cheaper, a lot more economical. But know that once they're done and they're out of there, you're not going to find them if you have a problem. We're going to stand behind our work. Like I said, we want to do it the first time right. But if there is an issue, we stand behind our work and we will take care of any problems that may arise.
In the 30 plus years that you folks have been in the flooring business, have there ever been any occasions where you've had to come in after the fact, where there's maybe an installation that didn't go the right way and you've had to kind of correct the problems that other people created?
Unfortunately, all the time, especially with tile shower floors that leak. We are certified by Schluter. We offer a 100% life time warranty on shower pans with no leakage. A lot of people install their pans the wrong way, not up to code, and we have to come in and rip out their showers and redo them and do them right the first time. So it really gives the tiling industry a black eye when somebody doesn't know what they're doing or they're cutting corners and things like that. And like I said, we don't cut corners. We are one of the largest stocking companies in South Carolina of Schluter products. It's a German company. And like I said, we offer 100% guarantee lifetime warranty on our shower pans and our shower system.
Mm-hmm. What are the different types of flooring that Sunray Flooring sells and installs?
Well, we like to distribute raw wood, but we send our customers to the local tile stores here. And like I said, a private club that we're of, we can get you that information if you want to give us a call. But as far as installation, we are basic in hardwood tile. We like doing commercial carpet, pretty much any type of flooring and shower floors and pans and backsplashes.
And Sunray Flooring, you folks have done, you've mentioned some of the tile work. It seems like tile work is becoming more and more complicated, especially in the showers these days, people going with all sorts of different designs and so forth. How is Sunray Flooring kind of kept up with all that?
There are lots of different designs, lots of thicknesses and glass and all kinds of different things going on now with tile. And you really have to stay on top of it. And we lean a lot on our manufacturers' reps, the suppliers of thin sets and grouts and different systems that we use to keep us abreast of what is going on in the changing industry. We rely on architects and designers to give us their specs and all that good stuff as well. But it's proper training. Like at our warehouse, we have vignettes that are built that we invite these architects and designers and different manufacturers reps in, where we can do on-site training with our guys at our warehouse in our location. So we are huge on training and keeping up with the market, and it is changing all the time. So knowing what to do and who to call if you do have a question is very important, and we feel very strong in that category.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of some of the tile stores, like Melser Tile, for example. They'll sell the tile, but they don't install it, and so that's a case where you could go to Melser Tile and then follow up with Sunray Flooring and have you folks involved with the installation of that tile.
Absolutely. We lean on them a lot. They're good partners of ours, as with several other tile distributors in Charleston. And, we'll install that tile. If you want to go there and purchase it, we have no problem picking it up and installing it for you.
How many installation crews does Sunray Flooring have?
We run, we'll say roughly 5 crews a day. It depends on how many people we have running on each cruise. But we run usually about 2 weeks out on installation. Tile is out of control right now in Charleston. Everybody's doing tile. So we try and keep up and do as best job as we can as far as scheduling. But it is construction, and sometimes things run a little longer than we hope. But
that's interesting. I was expecting you to say 1 or 2 crews, but 5 separate crews. That's impressive. I'm not sure I can think of many other flooring company in Charleston that has that many. A lot of times they sub the work out to subcontractors who don't even work for that company that sells the flooring, right?
Our guys have been with us for lots of years. A lot of these guys are brothers and cousins and friends of each other, and we have barbecues and stuff all the time at the office and have parties. We're a family business, and they do great work, and we reward them well.
I was going to say, I'll bet you've put a lot of effort and emphasis into treating your employees right, so because they can go elsewhere. The market's hot. They could leave you for, you know, an extra dollar an hour or something like that, right?
Absolutely, no question. They could leave us tomorrow, but like I said, we're a family business. We treat them good. They look out for us, and we look out for them. It's a great marriage.
Well, that's excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Sunray Flooring?
Sunray Flooring, we are online at sunrayflooring.com. We also have Instagram, Sunray Flooring, and follow us on Facebook. So what's great, too, is you can see a lot of the visual when you're asking about products, tiles, to get some beautiful insight and ideas. Go to any of these, and you'll see some of our work, too.
Mm-hmm. And so you can buy the material, you can buy the flooring, the carpet, the tile, or the wood from Sunray Flooring. And if you don't, definitely call Sunray Flooring for the installation.
And our number is 843-606-5456. That'd be great.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Catherine Ray and Darren Britt with Sunray Flooring Company. Thanks so much, folks.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Sarah Moloff with Moloff's Kitchen and Bath Fixtures. How you doing, Sarah?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Sarah, take a moment and tell everyone about Moloff's Kitchen and Bath Fixtures.
Absolutely. So my grandfather started the business in 1941, and we've been around, you know, for numerous years now here on East Bay Street. He closed it because of World War II. But when he came back, he reopened the business in 1946.
Mm. So Moloff's, not to steal a pun, but Moloff's is really a fixture in Charleston as it relates to home building and remodeling. And I imagine you sell to also commercial jobs as well.
Absolutely. So when my grandfather first started the business, it was geared more towards plumbers. But as Charleston kind of grew, the demand was needed for more of the kitchen and bath, more of a luxury fixture.
Mm-hmm.
So we have now, I guess, evolved to more of the plumber side of things, mm-hmm. needed on the counter, as well as the showroom side.
Right. And as you walk into Moloff's, you've got the plumbing contractor desk, and you'll see a lot. There's a reason why there's a lot of local plumbers that do business with Moloff's. And then as you walk by that, you walk into your amazing showroom, which you've changed and updated and added on to throughout the years. Kind of talk about the showroom and what people will find at the Moloff showroom.
Yes. So when my grandfather first started the business, we had one side of the showroom, which probably had, you know, a kitchen sink and a toilet to show everyone. But now we do have kind of three sides to it all. We have two sides that are just bathroom fixtures with toilets and faucets and freestanding tubs. And then we have another newer side of the showroom that has all kitchen fixtures, so kitchen sinks and kitchen faucets and prep sinks, prep pop faucets.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What are you seeing as far as plumbing fixture trends?
So right now, the trends are definitely more of a texturized style. We have a lot of concrete sinks, and this new brand actually from the UK that we've started carrying is called Cast Sinks. And it's a concrete sink, and it comes in numerous styles and up to 20-something colors. So something vibrant, as well as the texture kind of feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of the wall-mounted sinks and wall-mounted faucets, as well as console legs and sinks for the bathrooms.
That's my favorite, wall-mounted faucets.
Yeah, it gives it a great clean look.
Yeah.
To the bathroom.
The concrete sinks that you're seeing is kind of trendy now. Is it just that gray color of concrete, or are there different colors?
Yeah, not only gray. I mean, we have you know, navy and bright blue, yellow, and there's so many color options. And we're seeing a lot of the colors in different bathrooms, like powder bathrooms. So it's very, you're able to really make a fun powder bathroom and something like a fun style to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What about finishes? You mentioned the texture is very popular. What I think when we built our house 10 years ago, oil rub brass was the big color. Has that changed?
Yes. Yeah, so right now we're doing, you know, chrome. The shiny chrome finish is definitely very popular. It's a classic. It's the most durable finish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great. Great go-to finish in the bathrooms. But also if you're just trying to reach out a little bit more, any brass finish is very popular, whether it's a satin brass, satin gold, unlacquered brass, and then also a matte black finish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha. What brands of plumbing fixtures does Molofs carry?
So we carry a little bit of everything. We've got your basic, you know, classic Moen and Delta, but then we've also got Roll and Newport Brass and DXV, which is American Standards designer line. So we've got a number of brands that we carry. Those are kind of the major ones that I'm sure you've heard of.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what's it like? I guess, you know, everyone has, you know, walk by the plumbing fixtures in the big box stores. Maybe they've even bought some. But what's the difference in the experience that they're going to receive shopping at Molofs versus one of the big box stores?
Yeah, so coming to see us at Molofs, you're definitely going to get professional service. You're going to get quality products. You're going to get the follow-up customer service after the sale. You know, we're a professional, you know, staff, and we're able to help solve any problems that come up or any issues. We have representatives from, you know, all of our different lines that we carry, that if something happened, we always have a go-to person mm-hmm. to reach out if needed.
And this is something I think worth mentioning. There is a difference in the fixtures that you'll find at Molofs versus the fixtures at the big box stores.
Absolutely. So if you hold one of our faucets and hold one of, you know, the Lowe's or Home Depot fixture, you definitely can feel just the quality of the two. Mine is definitely going to be solid brass all the way through, parts and pieces, whereas some of the other stores are going to have plastic parts and pieces mm-hmm. inside. So over time, that, of course, is going to give out. Whereas with us, you've got solid parts and pieces and cartridges, and you can just feel the quality of it. And at Lowe's and Home Depot, you know, again, you're just not going to get that follow-up service with mm-hmm. with them as you can with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, the reason for that difference is the big box stores know that they have to keep prices. They've got pressure to keep prices low, so they'll tell their manufacturers, you know, do what you can to give us, you know, the best price possible. But, you know, you really do get what you pay for. And, you know, a lot of times most people are not DIYers where they're going to be installing, you know, faucets and fixtures in the shower themselves. They're going to hire a plumber. And if that fixture gives out sooner, then you're talking about having to pay that plumber to come back out. So it really does make sense to just, you know, get a quality fixture. And that's what you're going to find at some of the independent stores like Molofs. And speaking of independent, I wanted to ask you, Molofs has been running an ad campaign for the last 7 to 10 years or so. We don't really keep track, but you're on the back cover of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and your dad, Tony, always he's very, very proud of the fact that he's from Charleston. He's a native Charlestonian, and he pushes the local aspect of Molofs, you know, with the We Are Charleston shop local theme in his ads. And you folks have gone all around town to all sorts of different locations for photo shoots for this ad campaign. The latest one, you're at the Gibbs Museum of Art. You've been out on a charter boat before, just showing the waterways of Charleston. What are some of the other places that around town that Moloff's has done their ad campaign photo shoots?
Well, being in Charleston, I mean, there's so many great places, of course, that we can go and do it. It's kind of fun keeping people on their toes, thinking where is Moloff's going to be next, right? So it's been really cool doing that and picking a new place around Charleston, and so many great places coming up. I mean, we've got the Yorktown, we've got anywhere downtown is obviously a beautiful.
The old Charleston Museum, I think, is going to be the next location.
There we go. I like it.
And that's located like right at the corner of Rutledge and Calhoun Street. You see those columns that are just there all by themselves, and that used to be the Charleston Museum, which burned down, but the columns remain. So, but I think that's really unique and really special to pay homage to all of the different iconic places around Charleston to promote the idea that Moloff's is a local business, and why not shop local? Because how many employees do you folks have at Moloff's?
So we've got a great staff. We've got probably around 15 of us. We've got our, the guys on the counter that deal directly with the plumbers and contractors and all. And then there's four of us in the showroom. And then my brother sometimes in the showroom, sometimes he's on the counter. He kind of bounces around. And then we have a great warehouse and drivers and all. So there's probably around 15 of us total.
Yeah. And, you really are voting when you purchase, make a purchase for your home. Where those dollars are going, you can either go to a big box store and the dollars you spend are immediately going out of Charleston, or you could shop at a local store like Moloff's kitchen and bath fixtures, and those dollars stay local because they're paying for the salaries of the 15 or so employees that Moloff's has, and those 15 employees are spending their money in Charleston, so it's all kind of recirculating. So it does make a difference. People should think about that when they're looking to buy. And the reality is, Moloff's has very competitive prices, and it's not like you're going to be paying more than you would at some of the other stores.
Absolutely, a lot of times our prices are even better than what you see online and whatnot. And we know that the internet's out there, and we do try to keep a competitive price point. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Moloff's kitchen and bath fixtures?
Absolutely. So visit our website, moloffs.com, or just come see us at 530 East Bay Street downtown.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Sarah Moloff with Moloff's kitchen and bath fixtures. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.